This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Global warming hysteria, which is one of the three tenets they have to. It's one of the things they want to enslave us. Okay, climate change, cap and trade, whatever you want to call it. Global warming hysteria has driven a lot of stupid investment into purportedly green energy production. That turns out to create new problems. Wind farms that kill millions of birds because migratory birds follow the same winds that are ideal for wind power, for example. Bald eagles, normally illegal to kill in the United States, are allowed to be slaughtered by wind farms, and it happens all the time. Then there are these massive lithium batteries needed for electric cars, full of toxic heavy metal that poses a huge problem with disposal when they wear out in about 10 years. And then there's the solar energy farms that eat up vast acreage and incinerate passing birds with their death rays. It's not good. Green energy is not good for birds at all. But now the BBC, which I'm surprised they found this and then actually reported this, they're focusing yet on another blowback from green energy policies. The allegedly super-duper, extra-special global warming gas, sulfur hexafluoride, abbreviated as SF6, that is leaking into the atmosphere from electrical equipment, where it is used as an insulator to prevent fires and explosions. So, as more windmills and solar installations and other decentralized energy production facilities supplement large coal and other hydrocarbon-based electrical generating installations, when the wind is blowing or the sun is shining, the amount of SF6-containing equipment is rising. Indeed, one of the interest group support bases for green energy projects consists of the electrical equipment manufacturing industry that realizes they can sell much more equipment because the green sources can't be used all the time and need to be supplemented by base load generators that are reliable because they depend on hydrocarbon fuels. Now, the BBC article that hypes the alleged global warming danger of S6 is classic of hysteria mongering. At the top, they had this little graph up there showing a picture of icky orangish polluted air, even though SF6 and CO2 both are colorless and odorless. They never explain why SF6 is 23,500 times more warming than carbon dioxide, CO2, but they've got plenty of graphics. like SF6 emissions in Europe were the equivalent of 6.73 megatons of CO2 in 2017. There was an 8.1% increase in SF6 emissions across Europe in 2017. And They've got projections like these. The global installed base of SF-6 is expected to grow by 75% by 2030. But even worse, there is no available substitute for high-voltage equipment. Coming from the BBC, for high-voltage applications, experts say there are very few solutions that have been rigorously tested. There is no real alternative that is proven, said Professor Manu Haddad from the School of Engineering at Cardiff University. There are some that are being proposed now, but to prove their operation over a long period of time is a risk that many companies don't want to take. The warmest need the equivalent of a Hippocratic oath. First, do no harm. But, of course, there's so much self-interested rent-seeking at work in the movement that such a pledge will never be taken. Not very long ago, and I need to have him back on the show. I know he's gotten more active here lately. I used to have Chris Costa on the show all the time, and I asked him what was his go-to as a weapon in case of a home invasion. It was a suppressed 9mm pistol. Just a year or two ago, things were looking up for suppressors. We have the Hearing Protection Act written, and in legislative works, a semi-friendly House of Representatives in the Senate and the White House seemingly friendly towards the bill. And, could have gotten them out of jail. But then the politicians did the politician dance, meaning they didn't do a damn thing except fundraise and stump for re-election. Now the House is flipped, and there's a better chance that Alyssa Milano will become the new NRA president than the Hearing Protection Act passing before Wolf Blitzer takes an anchor job with the Blaze. Even still, you can still buy one, just like before, as long as you're prepared to wait. But today's question is, with all the headache and waiting around just to get your hands on a suppressor, should you ever consider using one on a home defense firearm? Because there are pros and cons to consider. For me, the biggest con is length and waiting time, but since looking cool isn't really considered a useful feature for a home defense rifle or pistol, a big benefit of using a suppressor is the sound reduction. But you're still touching off a pistol, and remember, what do we say about suppressors? They're just taking the noise level down to that of a jackhammer. In your house, inside a room, everything is closed off, right? And you're going to touch this off, and the resulting air pressure is going to deafen you, even with a suppressor. So, this is why one of the things that I have with every kit that I have near me, if I have the time to put it on, if I don't have the time to put it on, it's not going to matter. And I don't know that I will have the time to put it on. I live in a slightly bigger house than I used to, so they're not going to come up on me before I know that they're here. And that's why I have a set of electronic earmuffs. I can still hear with them on, and yet I'm going to protect my ears. And if you're going to suppress an AR-15, for example, an AR-15 pistol, or an SBR, you're still looking at something that's 37 inches long, unsuppressed, in some cases. And, then when you're talking about it being suppressed, well, then you're talking about something else altogether. Now, a suppressed rifle, to me, that makes a little better sense, but I don't think it makes sense to use that in a home invasion. For various reasons, and I don't have enough time to go into that, but... I don't know. The whole suppressor thing, plus the having to wait on the NFA, then having to figure out the ammo, and then having to figure out... It just adds another layer of things to a pistol. And I just think it's unnecessary. Now, if you love your suppressors and you've gone through all it takes to wait to get your suppressor, more power to you, brother. I don't want to pay for something and then wait for a year to get it. I can go down the street and spend $50 on a set of earmuffs that are electronic, and I could be good to go. Today, right now, in a minute. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Samurai and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision USA.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. The left refuses to blame the evil in the rampage killing incidents. They insist that the gun is the evil, or there's not enough regulations to stop a criminal, so we must do something. While all at the same time, they're ignoring the very spirit of a criminal as they break laws. There was an article on the far-left online publication Salon. The writer's main gripe was the NRA saying the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Lucien K. Truscott IV, the author, attempted to make the case that there's too many guns and used several examples in an attempt to prove his point. And in actuality, he confirmed the belief that law-abiding citizens need to carry more often than not. Let's start with the obvious. A tyrannical government. Our founding fathers had firsthand knowledge of tyranny. They rebelled against the Crown of England because of the form of slavery that comes with big government. Once our founders obtained freedom, they knew it was essential to own firearms as a method in keeping the newly found small federal government from growing and putting their thumb on them. Now, Truscott the Fourth complained a lot, but never offered any new solutions. The left is notorious for this, especially when the topic is gun control. They'll blame the NRA or Republicans for blocking something that could have been done to prevent a tragedy, but they only wish to add more laws, seeking additional restrictions or ban individual styles of weapons, and these are not solutions. They're tyranny. The lack of personal responsibility and the absence of leftist teaching this value is a problem. The left will not and refuses to admit that people are responsible for their actions. And we see this all the time in the gun control debate. In nearly all cases of rhetoric after a rampage killing, the left will not blame the shooter. It's always the gun's fault. Blame is not cast on the one who decided to murder and injure multiple people. The gun, which has no moral compass, has no conscience, has no nerve endings. It is an inanimate object, not a person who should answer for their choices. And Truscott's fear-mongering article makes my point. In the last full paragraph, he tries to paint a scene of chaos during the El Paso, Odessa, and Dayton shootings by suggesting how chaotic it was as people were being shot and guns were going off. You catch that? Guns were going off. It is the gun's fault. And the more aggressive the guns look, like an AR-15 or an AK-47, then the higher chance of it going out and shooting people on its own. Truscott referenced an article from the Washington Post where a report from the Small Arms Survey found that there's approximately 120.5 firearms for every 100 citizens. He called the number of guns owned by Americans an outrage and a profanity, then called it a sign that America has lost its collective mind. So you see, if you own guns, you've lost your mind because you choose to exercise your Second Amendment right afforded to you. And according to Truscott, the government should take them away. And his bemoaning is not truly about the NRA's good guy with a gun thing. It's not about Americans owning more than one gun. His whining is about the fact there are guns in America at all. Because they're in the way. The leftists hate the founding fathers. They hate them for placing it in the Constitution. One reason for the attacks on Kavanaugh was about getting one more seat so that the Second Amendment would be closer to being repealed. They want radical activists as Supreme Court justices. They want to fundamentally change America, like Obama said. But the fact is there are guns and criminals will get them and they will use them. And the idea that the government can protect you from the criminals who target a lone female in a parking lot or an occupied home in a burglary or unsuspecting individual in a parking lot late at night is idiotic. The government cannot make enough laws to protect individuals and the police are not always nearby. As far as trusting somebody, well, I would rather trust the good guy with the gun than I would the government. Good guys with guns are needed more than leftists who hate our Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is a simple affirmation of the fact that the Founding Fathers looked at human beings and said, if you are born, you are born with the right to defend your life. And this is in keeping with Christianity. If we are given our life by God, then if we're given our capacity for thought by God, if we're given our instinctive notion of self-preservation by God, then should there be no weapons? Should it simply fall down to the guys who are the absolute brutes out there who can be in charge of everything and just kill everybody in their pathway? Is that what we're saying? That's the way it should be. There should be no guns, so therefore we should not. But for the leftists, the problem is, once again, that guns are in their way. They want to have cap and trade. They want us to bow down to global warming. They want us to bow down to single payer. They want us to bow down to their complete and total rule over our lives. And in order to do that, they have to take and disarm us. They have to make a way for that to happen. Now, if they could get us to give them all in, to turn them all in, like Beto was out there saying, well, I believe America will turn them all in. And all of these other guys get out there and say, well, they'll just use the IRS against us. How are they going to mobilize the IRS to hit 100 million plus people in a day? Somebody explain that to me. I know computers are fast and everything, but we're talking about the feds now. Remember, we're talking about the federal government. Show me an example where they are that efficient. If you could do that, just give me one. I will listen. But until that moment, well, everybody's out there saying, well, this is the way it's going to go. I don't think so. It might go that way in the beginning, but that will change rapidly. Trust me on that. It'll change. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union are holding more discussions as the nationwide strike enters its second day. Outside a GM plant in Michigan, worker Jennifer Timken says she's making sacrifices to be on the picket line.
I have a 3-year-old that goes to preschool, so I had to cut him down to a half day because I can't afford to pay for him to go for a full day.
The strike is costing General Motors $50 million a day. Saudi Arabia and U.S. investigators are confirming there's a high probability that the weekend attack on the Saudi oil industry came from an Iranian base. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says that the White House is taking steps with their allies to determine what to do next.
The president mentioned yesterday from the Oval Office that he thinks it's likely that this could be the doing of Iran. But we don't have any announcement yet.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One thing that comforted me a little bit this week is that after the last debate performance, it is safer than ever to assume that not one of the candidates who stood on the debate stage has a snowball's chance of becoming president. If any of them had the debate itself removed, any lingering hope. Between the pummeling of the moderates on the stage, to the belligerent tyrannical claims, to the utterly indescribable nonsense spoken, they, you know, it's very clear that they are a ship lost at sea. First you had the arrogant hubris and posing of what appeared to be an intoxicated Kamala Willie Brown sidekick Harris, to the incessant whining of Mayor Pete about people scoring points, all seemed to indicate that this thin-skinned group of adults would have difficulty handling a class full of elementary children for a day, much less run a nation. The debates themselves have grown increasingly worthless because the networks and the personalities conducting them are staging reality TV as opposed to forums where genuine ideas can be spotlighted side by side. Meanwhile, we have a surprisingly quiet President Trump. He's back at what he does best on the campaign trail. He's hosting huge rallies with massive attendance, far more than the numbers the Dems have been able to put up collectively. He's also holding these rallies mostly in toss-up, Rust Belt, and swing states where he has a shot to increase his numbers in 2020. Remember, Hillary Clinton didn't go to these places where she didn't think she was going to do well. Trump's like, I'm going. I'm going to get what I can out of them. But even if we assume the obvious, that after a tough and bitter battle with whoever gets the nod from the Democrats, that Trump wins, probably by a wide margin, what the Dems are doing is still reckless and dangerous. There's a few reasons for what I'm describing. They've moved to new targets, and like it or not, the new, albeit ignorant, standard of the Democratic Party is the giving away of everything. Gone is any semblance of the JFK Democrat who echoed his words, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but rather what you can do for your country." When you've got Bernie preaching free college, and Warren adds free health care, and Kamala adds free needles, and Biden promises no jail for nonviolent crimes, and Yang is promising money from the Treasury, there is a conditioning occurring where a lot of people begin to believe, my government owes me stuff. Number two, they've assumed a bunch of new powers when they openly pledged to violate the Constitution and through literal threat of seizure announced that they are ignoring the foundational law and the second oldest of the constitutional amendments. How long does it take before they decide to do the same with the First Amendment protections? Think about that. Now then, when the governing class decides to ignore a portion of their lawful constraint, you can pretty much bank on none of the lawful constraints that they are meant to operate under will be observed. Number three, they have sunk to new lows. When one of the candidates looks into a camera and proclaims the United States be plagued with systemic racism, you know they're lying. But when the entire group does it hundreds of times in 3 hours, it takes on a perverse sense of strategy. Slavery existed in some form in nearly every society on the planet until the primarily European and American abolitionist movements that began worldwide change. Nations in Central and South America continue to practice race-based slavery after America declared it illegal. In India, portions of Southwest Asia and Africa, to this day, slavery based on ethnic and religious prejudice continues to this day to be perpetrated. In America, you have individuals who've made it to the top of every industry of every race and background. We are actually the least racist nation on the planet. Yet the Democratic candidates are willing to slander their fellow countrymen if it will help them turn out 15% more votes in heavily Democratic districts where these lies are commonly repeated. These Democrats running for president are not serious people. Their ideas are plagued by historical inaccuracy in their assumptions and in their claims. And they believe in lying to everyone listening, promising things they can never deliver at a cost to everyone far greater than they indicate that will not accomplish what they say it's going to accomplish. You can feel the lack of seriousness. The damage they're doing to the future of our nation is very real, though. And this is why we have to expose the danger in their lies, because those who come behind us are going to be counting on us. They're going to be counting on us. Now, there's a couple of things we could do, you know. We could pretend that our friends on the left love our country as much as we do. That's pretending. Pretend that they really want a strong economy and more jobs for women and minorities. That the last thing they want is a recession that would hurt millions of working families. We can imagine that secretly they're pleased that we finally have an American president who's standing up to the Chinese trade abuses, a president who is actually fighting for our interests. It's easy for us to believe that they've actually known all along that the Russian collusion narrative was just a joke. They knew there was no evidence, right? They know in their hearts that Republicans who want to cut Social Security and throw grandma off the cliff aren't racist, and that man-caused global warming claims are a hoax designed to scare Americans into surrendering more of their rights. When we pretend this, we are allowed to escape reality. In our imagination, things turn out the way we want. This can lead to delusional thinking. Reality always has a way of kicking down the door. A wise man once observed, you can ignore the truth, you can even deny the truth, but in the end, there it is. And the left has been living in a fool's paradise on a host of issues for a long time. They pretend the federal government can more efficiently run the healthcare system. That the Soviet and Venezuelan systems collapsed not because the system doesn't work, but they had the wrong people managing it. They continue to pretend that guns, not perpetrators, are responsible for senseless acts of violence. They espouse the belief that people who enter our country illegally should not only be allowed to stay, but they get free health care while they're here. They've somehow convinced themselves that they are the rational ones. It's Trump and his supporters who are demented. They pretend to support free speech while they work to silence you if they disagree with you. They even seem to believe that Betsy Ross, that flag was somehow a symbol of some white supremacy conspiracy, even though she was a Quaker. They pretended that Hillary Clinton was a great candidate. Their handling of official, even top-secret emails on an unsecured server was no big deal. They convinced themselves there was no way that Trump could win. They thought they could hound or investigate him out of office. They thought he colluded with the Russians to win the election. They had no doubt that the once-respected former FBI Director Mueller would deliver the knockout punch. And all of that proved to be painful self-delusion. And rather than face up to reality, they simply deny the truth and march on. Ignoring the results of 3 years of investigations, they push forward with impeachment proceedings, pretending that if they just investigate long enough, they will eventually find something. They may be delusional, but not completely crazy. But I'll tell you this. They're doing some things that make them seem, to me, completely crazy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Last time on the firing line. Looking at my screen and all of a sudden something went away and it... That shouldn't be going away. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the program is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, Rensselaer County, and I hope I pronounced that correctly, Rensselaer County, New York man is the first in the state to have his firearms temporarily taken from him. He's been red flagged, and the case is already revealing some of the major flaws of the New York law, which went into effect in late August. Robert King, a 51-year-old man, was arrested and charged with felony weapons possession charges after shooting a parked car in New Lebanon, New York. Now, interestingly, the felony charge that King is facing is for simply possessing the pistol without a license. He's only facing two misdemeanors for reckless endangerment and criminal mischief. So the felony here is possessing the pistol and shooting at a car is a misdemeanor. But this is a perfect demonstration of how New York's gun laws are more concerned about otherwise legal gun ownership. Where in the vast majority of states, no license is needed to own a gun than in the criminal use of a firearm. After King was arrested, he made a comment about how it would be easier to kill himself than to try to understand New York's gun laws. And that was enough for... I don't know why he was shooting at a car. He was shooting at a parked car. I don't know why he was doing this. Mr. King seems a little suspect to me here. Anyway, that was enough for a New York State trooper to file a request to seize his firearms and for a judge to grant the order. After he was arraigned at New Lebanon Town Justice Court, his spouse says he made a comment in the parking lot about how it would be easier to kill himself than deal with New York state laws. She says the comment was taken out of context, and he wasn't remotely serious about it. But they filed the red flag document against him. King was back in court on Friday, where he agreed to give up his guns for a year, based on the judge's decision that there was clear and convincing evidence that King posed a danger to himself and others. I understand the frustration that Mr. King must have been feeling during this and what he said in the heat of the moment. And I suspect that the trooper who filed the red flag order and the judge who granted it aren't all that concerned with the possibility of him committing suicide. If they really believed he posed a risk to himself or others, why not take him for a mental health evaluation? Trooper who filed the red flag request because of the perceived suicide risk went to a judge to seize King's guns, not a doctor to evaluate his mental health. So here we have a man that the state has determined is a risk to himself or others, but the only response from the state is, hey, we're going to take your guns, but you can maybe have them back in a year. That's all. Nothing more. If he was suicidal, he's still suicidal. He just now has to figure out how he's going to do it. There's other ways. It doesn't seem like the state is really concerned about his mental health. In fact, it seems they're much more interested in his guns than in his state of mind. In the meantime, he still has the felony firearm possession charge hanging over him, so it's entirely possible by the time the one-year prohibition is up, he could be legally prohibited from owning a firearm for the rest of his life simply for possessing a firearm without a license, which can only happen in New York. In fact, of all the things that King allegedly did, it's the actual act of shooting into a parked pickup truck that comes with the least severe consequences. And this case doesn't just demonstrate the flaws in their red flag law. It reveals the backwards thinking among too many New York politicians that treat gun ownership as a more serious crime than misusing a firearm. Okay. So, I'm going to tell you this. If you think that government confiscation is going to happen, and if you think that it's going to happen and there's not going to be anything done about it, then just go ahead and give your guns up now. Okay? Just give them up now. I'm getting tired of hearing this. Briscoe Kane, he and I could be buddies. When he did his little tweet over this, the gun grabbers were apoplectic about the pursuing threat, and Twitter obediently deleted the tweet because it was a violation of its rules for threats of violence. But inflammatory rhetoric on both sides, the incident does speak of the dire apocalyptic imaginings of both sides of the gun control issue. And now I'm using vernacular written down. See, according to this guy, on the one hand, you've got the leftists fantasizing about the prospect of unleashing hordes of gun-wielding jackboots into the homes of millions of ordinary law-abiding citizens to search for and confiscate any weaponry that has since been deemed illegal. And if the occasional person who feels his rights have been unjustly violated and forces warranted fires back in the process and is killed, good riddance. They were just deplorables anyway. In the meantime, while this person is writing this down, Kamala Harris had said, I would support going door-to-door to confiscate guns. Beto has said, I would support confiscating guns. Spartacus is out there. He's down with that program. But then this Yahoo, he says, on the other hand, many people on the right believe that such a show of force from a gun-grabbing government will result in enough literal blowback from gun-wielding citizens that tyranny could be stopped cold in its tracks. Either that or they're prying the guns from our cold, dead hands. Both of these scenarios, by the way, depend on a Democrat being elected president, on Democrats taking over the Senate, and on gun bans being passed, all of which could happen. Odds are it's not likely to happen, but, the thing is, some of these people think that you would just give it up. O'Rourke believes you would just give it up. He told Joy Reid that he has confidence in the people of this country to follow the law. Much like we don't go door to door to enforce almost any law in the United States. In fact, I don't think we do that for any law in the United States. This is not something that we would do. Others have said, if there's something we would fear if there was a mandatory buyback program, no, we expect people to follow the law. That's certainly what I believe would happen. This Yahoo believes that Beto is right. Now, I don't believe that the government would ever take the steps. I actually wish they would. I wish they would try to go totalitarian. They're not going to do that, and that's not because they're good people. And it's not that they don't want you to be harmed. They're not good people. They do want responsible gun owners to come to harm. Eric Swalwell wants to nuke him. But some people out there believe that you're just going to give it up. That you're just not, you're not going to defy a law. Even though there's evidence of that. And some of the stuff that I hear, when you get off into the what if game, this is the thing that irritates me the most. Because when you're playing the what if game, well, what if they come after you with the IRS? Well, like Rob Moore said the other day, that would cause a run on the banks. They might get some of us, right? But even if they get some of us, those some of us will still be able to communicate some way or another. And will they get help? Yeah, they will. They will get help. But listen, I know the totalitarian state is encroaching, but if you believe out there, if you believe that it's all just going to happen and we're not going to do anything about it, we're just going to go gently into that good night, just go get rid of your guns now. Give them to somebody that might use them. Do something with them. I don't know. I'm not going to live in an ex post facto world, I can tell you that. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crash stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.